Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Alrighty.
Let me just wipe my sweat stash and we'll get into it.
Alrighty, because we're in 4K again. Ah! Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I am your host, Chris Clemens. Who would have thought? Now, before we get into it, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. If you like video episodes, be sure to head over to youtube.com/Chris. And you'll want to because this is the first episode in my brand new Unhinged set that if you've been following along on YouTube, you know how motherfucking long this has taken. I got this chair yesterday and I ditched the old idea I had for it. And things are obviously going to kind of progress and we're going to get more and more kind of going. I have ideas for the background, so it's not just yellow tile. But oh my God, I'm so excited to finally not be sitting at my counter and to finally be having good video quality. Oh my God, I'm about to B-U-S-T. Speaking of busting, bust out and give us some 5 stars and reviews, guys. That was maybe the craziest transition I've used yet on this podcast. But guys, we're almost at 100 episodes. That to me is crazy. And our 100th episode just might be recorded live from Los Angeles. So stay tuned for that. There will be tickets and just a whole fun time. And if that sells out, guess what? Episode 101 will also be filmed live. And maybe we'll live stream it. Who knows? Now, we've got a jam-packed little episode for us today. One of the things I have not been able to escape, mostly just because it's my brain constantly thinking about it, is Aubrey Graham's poetry book called Titles Ruin Everything, A Stream of Unconsciousness by Kenza Samir and Aubrey Graham, aka Drake, aka Champagne Pappy. I have not opened this book. I bought it just so that we could, I was going to say read it on Unhinged, but I think it's going to be a little bit more of like talking shit because, you know what? I'm not going to let the title ruin everything. I'm going to let the words do that. Okay, that's the title page. This is great. There's two, it's literally one sentence on one page and then not even a full sentence on the other page. That is the whole, is that the whole book? How much did I spend on this? Oh my God, it's the whole book. Like, some poems only get one page. The other page is just blank.
It's all couplets.
Okay, anyways, this is the first poem in Titles Ruin Everything. I actually do have good things to say about you, next page, Just not this book. End scene. Sorry, I just really wanted the silence to really kick in because that was real.
That's impressive. Is it auto-written like it's auto-tuned for the singing?
No, this is like AI. I mean, AI could do a better poetry book than this. She is coming through to meet my career. I invited her over to experience her pictures. Okay, so this just seems like song lyrics that didn't make the cut that he's like, bro, these are fire. We have to put them in a book about my consciousness stream. Like, what is happening? I am the soundtrack for lives. Next page, that go on without me. I mean, this could literally teach your kid how to read. I'm not even kidding. Like, this could be this should be under the children's category. This is crazy.
I thought he would have done like a horror book because of how much he uses ghostwriting.
Justin, you are so shady. I'm obsessed with this. I'll let you talk first, next page, but don't let me go second. Like, perhaps I should be a little woodily wooed, you know, a little zooted, but this life isn't fair, but karma helps. That was really worth two pages of paper, for sure, Drake. Thank you. Some days I got it all figured out, but most days I never learn. This is just giving me like a coffee table book of Instagram captions that you can use. Yeah. Like, none of this is charged it to the game and paid the bill. Like, that's literally an Instagram caption that every Instabaddy is using or has already used. Something, parentheses, other than me, in parentheses, has got to give. Yeah, bitch, you need to give more in this book. Because this is, I mean, hold on. I'm going to quickly see how much I paid for this literal piece of shit coffee book.
How much time do you have for the refund policy?
That's an excellent question, Your Honor. I couldn't have spent that much on this. This was... Oh, it was $20, which is kind of feeling insane, but it is now $18. So I see that it's already getting discounted. Some people read. Oh, wait, there's a big. Nope. That's just all like the all rights reserved, a CIP cut. Like, I literally thought that there was finally some meat. It's like literally like Fade In Press Limited to Cooperage Yard, London. Got it. Hearts break as much as they beat. A lesson I know too well, but hate to teach. Okay, you know what? That was like almost some Dr. Seuss shit that I could respect. Oh my God, the bar is literally in hell. Swimming in regret is not cardio.
It's just like boy nursery rhymes.
Oh my God, it literally is boy nursery rhyme. Boy fables. Tell me something I don't know. Like your motives. What? My talents include a pen. Your talents include a bed. We're both skilled nonetheless. Bitch, you cannot be writing your talent is a pen when this is the fucking pen. Yeah. The result of the pen that... This is just a one-pager. I'm not for you, really starting to put two and two together. Four is spelled F-O-U-R. He really probably went out and celebrated that night after writing this.
Yeah, do you think he thinks it's good?
I don't know, and I would love to find out. Champagne Poppy, if you want to get on here, listen, I won't totally shit on you, but I assassinated my character and got off with no time served. For what it's worth, I've dealt with badder who've done me worse. Okay, I mean, now if there were approximately like three more of these little bars, that would be a poem. These, I don't even think, are haikus. It's always some unemployed hoe trying to work my nerves. Okay, that's kind of funny. I'm not going to lie. I might write that one. That's so stupid. But like, as an Instagram caption, fuego. Known to block anyone and anything that isn't a blessing. Oh my God. No! Partner up, greater than sign, settle down.
Yeah, now it's a math book.
Now it's literally a math workbook. The stuff you be saying on those apps says a lot. If I didn't know how to keep my comments to myself, I'd be commenting STFU.
What?
I...
And the Pulitzer Prize goes to...
Guys, I... Fiden, why did you make this book? I mean, I guess I bought it, so I hope you enjoy your $20. Ain't no way that out of all of the places you could play, you chose in my face. Drake, just go to therapy like the rest of us. I mean, should I just, like, should I write a poetry book? This is giving, like, very much Gabby Hanna, who, like, literally became a New York Best Time seller for a slightly more beefed up version than this. I'm a terrible texter, but a great writer. Hate confrontation, but a great fighter. Once again, Drake, do not talk, great writer. This, not the medium. Just going to put that out there right now. Maybe if this was like a how-to calligraphy, sure. Perhaps. Those guys are so burnt out, we can smell it from here. No, Drake, I think they just forgot deodorant, okay? I mean, this is... I think I might have to take this to Patreon and, like, do what I do on Patreon, but then read this out loud, because maybe, just maybe, it'll make a little more sense. Should we keep going, or did we kind of get the picture?
I feel like you read it, the whole thing.
I really do, too. I will say on the plus side, this is a book I can read, yeah. Because it consists of a total of 100 words. Like, thank you, Drake, for making me feel very good about my reading skills, or lack thereof. Now, I've heard enough from Drake. I would like to hear from you guys. You guys, if you don't know, can call into 310-844-6459. And we sometimes put out prompts. Sometimes we just take what y'all give us. And today I went on my Instagram and asked you guys to call in about your biggest fails, flops, and fuck-ups. Because, listen, I'm a nosy bitch. I want to feel better about myself. So we are, I will say, figuring out, like, if you think this set popping off is the only changes we're making, guess again, girl. We have really, like, we're amping up the pop culture stuff. We realized that it was a little too news press, like a press statement, press release, whatever the fuck those things are called. And they weren't just like, now we're going to get into the shit that we care about. But that's after this voicemail. Let's hit it, DJ.
Hey, Chris. I would definitely say probably one of my biggest f-ups was when I was trying to get a sugar daddy.
Ah!
And
obsessed.
I went on this website. I kind of forgot what it was called. I think I blocked that out. But I went on there and
seeking arrangements,
I met up with this guy who I was very unattracted to. He was like tall and balding, and I don't know, I just wasn't into it. Anyway, so I forced myself to go on a date with him, and we met at this hotel room, and we kind of like started making out and stuff. And mind you, he had just eaten garlic, so yeah, his breath smelled like garlic. Nasty.
Garlic is delicious, and if he's paying you,
did we do the deed?
Even more. Ooh.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Got it.
And during this whole time, he was showing me his gun that he had brought for some reason.
Gun?
He was like threatened by me. I don't even know. And he like had it pointed at us while we were doing it on the bed. So, and then he was trying to get me to have a threesome with him and his wife later on. So, yeah, safe to say, I never saw him again and blocked him. Anyway, hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
What? Did Julia Fox just call our podcast? What the f*** just happened? What? I mean, there was not one part of that story that I was going to guess where it was going. Huh? Oh my God, I am shook.
It's like that she had such like a pleasant disposition about it all. She's like, then he showed me his gun and
yeah.
No, like the whole time her voice was just, yeah, so this one time, yeah, it was kind of crazy. And then I said no, and I never saw him again.
Did we do the deed? Yes.
Yeah. I just want to know how much you got paid for that. Like, you got paid for that, right? I mean, he should at least be paying your, like, emotional fees, emotional disturbance fees.
There's got to be, like, a gun charge.
Something. Although in this country, the gun on the nightstand has more rights and power than she does. So that's lit. I just almost want to move on because I think we should put that one to bed because you're not returning to that bed. As rightfully so. I can't believe he had a wife. Like, do you think she obviously has to know? But like, do we think she knows?
If he was asking for a threesome, I feel like she knows enough.
But maybe the wife was also a sought arrangement. And she's just like Patricia Hearst at this point. So with all of that behind us now, I don't even know how to f-ing transition out of that one. I wanted to do this week's pop culture, but I think what I've realized is I don't want it to be as pop culture as much as I want it to be celebrity gossip. I'm just here to talk shit, guys. I really am not here for a good time. I'm here for a long... No, I'm definitely not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I honestly shouldn't be here at all, I feel. Like, maybe we shouldn't put all this money into the podcast set. Okay, first up, this is one that I read literally breaking this morning. Gigi Hadid arrested for marijuana possession in the Cayman Islands. Gigi Hadid was arrested for marijuana possession while vacationing in the Cayman Islands, according to a new report. The model had been traveling with her friend when customs officers scanned their luggage upon arrival at the airport on July 10th. Local outlet Cayman Marl Road reported Monday. I don't think that those were real words, but okay. The scan prompted a more thorough search of the pair's luggage, which resulted in officers discovering marijuana and utensils used for the consumption of ganja. That's a quote. That's one of the craziest quotes I've heard regarding marijuana. Hadid and friend. I want to know who the friend is. Like, who got out scot-free? Come on. Come on, Page Six. Tell us who the friend is. Hadid and friend were arrested on suspicion of importation of ganja and importation of utensils used for the consumption of ganja. This is like me writing a paper. It's very repetitive. Both women were transported to the prisoner detention center for processing and eventually released on bail. Hadid and McCarthy. Oh my God, we got the friend. Hadid and McCarthy appeared in summary court on July 12th and pleaded guilty. They were both fined $1,000 and avoided a recorded conviction.
Damn.
That is like Gigi Hadid ordering from the dollar menu. She's like, okay, $1,000. Wait, say what you said, Justin.
I said, oh, damn, Melissa McCarthy. They got her again.
She's undercover for Spy 2. I don't know why that movie is just like one of my favorites. But this whole incident, I'm not going to lie, made me like Gigi Hadid so much more. I don't know why, but the girl's down, it feels. And I will say, though, the one thing I've never understood is why people travel with, let's quote the article, utensils for ganja consumption, which is like the craziest phrase to just say a bong or a pipe. But okay. I don't understand why people do that. This, however, does increase my paranoia when traveling because, as we know, Chris, stop talking because incrimination station, we're on the toxic gossip train. God, the way that doesn't leave my brain. It has also been legal for medical use in Grand Cayman since 2017. Her record remains clear and she enjoyed the rest of her time on the island. Oh, Gigi was traveling with marijuana purchased legally in New York City with a medical license. Gigi, we have so much in common. I have a medical license. You have a medical license.
Both models.
We're both models. Exactly. I mean, couldn't have said it better. Next up, tourists flock to Death Valley to experience possible world record heat at 55 Celsius degrees. See? Good. Do it. Survival of the fittest. Darwin, your theory is alive and well. I mean, my car, my Tesla tells me what my car's temperature is. And it was like 131 degrees this morning, which is like what 55 degrees Celsius is, I'm pretty sure. And I literally was like, this car cannot get air conditioned fast enough. Maybe there's a good reason. Perhaps I'm the idiot in the wrong. Some people seek refuge from the heat. Okay, while others want to steam in it. Yeah, no, thank you so much, news.com. Including tourists flocking to Death Valley National Park for an unexpected mind-melting world heat record that could be set this weekend. I can guarantee you 99, if not all 100% of these people are in fact Caucasian. The park straddling California and Nevada is well known for its torrid temps, but sweat aficionados want to experience what's in store at Furnace Creek, where the visitor center is located, Forbes reported. The heat is expected to hit a high of 55 degrees Celsius on Sunday, setting a world record for the hottest temperature ever reliably recorded. Physical activity can make the heat even more unbearable at the park, where sun-baked rock, sand, and soil continue to radiate after sunset. I don't think you need to be a scientist to tell anyone that any physical activity is going to make the heat more unbearable. I mean, I walked up and down the stairs to my basement for this studio today, just like a handful amount of times, in air conditioning, and I was over the heat. I mean, what the f***? It does feel like the sun has gone through your skins and is getting into your bones, park ranger Nicole Andler says. Why the f*** are people flocking to this? If I saw this, I was like, well, I guess we should go to Aspen for a ski trip. I mean,
if you're looking for an easier way to fry your brain, you should just buy Drake's book.
Oh my God, buy Drake's book or travel to the Cayman Islands with Gigi Hadid. There's way other ways to melt your brain. I mean, there really are. I don't understand it. But this article did prompt a fun little game that we're playing here called Hot or Not. I know, groundbreaking content here. Jake, Justin, and Sam have come up with different items, places, people, places, things. And we're going to decide if they're hot or if they're not, because I think last week was like the hottest recorded week ever recorded on Earth. So global warming, guys, fuck it. Let's just lean in, you know, let's flock to Death Valley.
We did it.
We did it. We are the hottest we've ever been. Oh, God, it's so not funny, though. It's so not funny. Oh, my God. Oh, it's really not funny. Okay, what's the first one?
Okay, hot or not, TikTok's newest age filter. Have you seen this, the age filter?
I have seen the age filter, and on one hand, I'm very much, you know what? Let us grow old and be like, grow the way we were supposed to. However, did I pencil in a facelift in like 25 years after that filter? Absolutely. That was some fucked up horse fuckery. I mean, that was nonsense. I looked like my gramps and my opa combined. It was, I was like, wow, I need to tell my doctor to give me more Botox because this can't happen. That was like face crack of the motherfucking century. That was terrifying. Because like on one hand, I'm like, yeah, growing old is like cool and fun and exciting. And then I saw that and I was like, okay, so we're gonna bottle that up and throw it away. Hated that. So I'm going to say on one hand, it's hot because it was so accurate. But then it was so accurate that it's not. So it's not hot. Not hot at all.
It was annoying how some people's don't look bad. And mine looks really bad.
No, it was like crazy how some people were just like, hee-hee, what? I look crazy. And I'm like, you look the same, but like you have slightly gray roots, maybe. Like, bitch, please. It's like the new way for like hot bitches to like be like, I see, I'm so ugly. But like, they're still just hot. Like, fuck off. God. Oh. Anyways, what's next?
Okay. Hot or not, bidets.
Oh my God. A bidet is the hottest accessory you can get these days. I mean, it has made traveling really even more awful than traveling already is, because now I have to like wipe my ass when I go places, which I know sounds like no duh. But when I get home, the first thing I do, like if I know that I'm going home that day from a trip, I will hold my poop in just so that I can release it on my toilet and have my asshole cleaned with like a little sprayer and a fire company and like some wind turbines. I'm obsessed with my bidet. Hot, 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 hot. Oh my God. So fucking hot.
But you wipe after, right, though?
Oh my God, I do one to make sure that it's like fully, yeah, of course. But it's like, okay, you don't have to do the severe dinosaur excavating, you know? Like you just do like a quick pass by to make sure that there's no like skids. Oh my God, a bidet. If I were president, I would give everyone a Toto bidet because they deserve it. Except if you're a Republican, you can eat shit. That is probably still in your unwiped asshole. garbage. Anyways, what's next?
How about celebrity couples?
Celebrity couples. I mean, it really depends. Like, give me. No, f- that. Not hot. Not hot at all. You know what? I'm happy that you're in love, I guess. I don't need to see it on the cover of a magazine while I'm singly walking through a grocery store. Like that's f***ed up. Like, put your tongue back in your mouth, Kourtney Kardashian, drink a matcha and fucking give it a break. Ugh, I want to like him, but then it's like Hillary Duff, her celebrity husband or her couple, her marriage. I'm so fucking single, I don't even know what to call it. Her union, that's gorgeous. They're not in your face about it. They're just like every birthday or Mother's or Father's Day, it's like, oh, you're the father of my child. And it's so cute. Love. It's the ones that are like, Nicola and Brooklyn Beckham. Oh my God. I mean, shut the fuck up. When your relationship is your whole personality, that is so not hot. That is so sad to me. Like, grow a fucking backbone, you little jellyfish. I don't know where that hatred came from, but listen, I've been working hard on this studio. We're going to release some tension that is surely built up in my back from doing all this peel and stick bullshit. Wow, I'm coming in hot today.
I guess if they could all be Tom Holland and Zendaya, then we'd be okay, right?
See, exactly. Talk about two majorly famous people right now who like give you a little sprinkle and then are like, all right, we're booked and busy and we actually have talking points for people to talk about us with. Not just, did you see his tongue down her throat again? It's like, yeah, if I do one more time, I'm going to gouge my eyes out and then I won't have to see anything, which sounds like a dream. A dream Kardashian.
Well, okay, speaking of the couples, then what about wedding photo dumps?
Okay, this is crazy and it might not be expected. I love the wedding photo dump. It is the best part about people's weddings because you didn't have to get invited to it to feel like you were there and saw everything. I saw how ugly the dress was. I saw how doofy the groomsmen looked. I saw the tacky decorations. Oh my God, I live for a wedding photo dump. Oh my God, it's like Zillow, but like better. It's like going through someone's house, but like it's not staged at all. It's like exactly the shit that they would pay a ton of money for. And wow. Choices sometimes. Choices. Oh, I love it. Hot. Love a wedding photo dump. My brother's getting married this week. Or I guess by the time this is up, he's already married? Oh, Mingan! no, but but I live for a wedding photo dump. I just do. I just love it, you know? Some of them are really pretty. One of my friends just got married in like, I almost said Yugoslavia. I have no idea why. In France or Italy or something. And I mean, it looks like a never-ending Vogue shoot. And I'm like, yum, 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 yum. Thank you so much. Oh, I love them. And I feel like you wouldn't expect that from me. But listen, when it comes to being nosy, I'll be there.
Yes.
I'll be there. Just call my name. I'm nosy. Okay, sorry. I just really got, should have stopped while I was ahead.
Okay, bucket hats.
Ooh, that's interesting because I obviously sold bucket hats with Middle Kid and really liked them. And I still do love a bucket hat. I think I like more of the knitted crocheted ones than like the bucket hats. I haven't worn a bucket hat in a minute, but I do like them. But I do think they got overplayed for a sec. So they're like a I'll say they're hot. You know, they're hot. I'll give the bucket hat stamp of approval. Like a good one on vacation. Like, I think it's less about like the bucket hats that we all got introduced to like 2 years ago, and more so like the floppy, like, I don't care, like Gigi Hadid smoking weed in Cayman Islands kind of vibe, you know, like that. Oh my God. I just love her for that. I really do. My queen, Gigi Hadid. You get two almonds today, bitch.
All right, follow up. What do you think about those beanies that like go above the ear?
Like, oh, like the tiny
the
beanies?
The tiny, tiny ones.
Like the Brooklyn skater coffee yes. barista beanies. But
almost even more so, like the ones that are, look just like a little
like condom. They just sit.
Like it's like almost a yarmulke.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I am not going to lie, when a guy wears these and pulls it off, it is so hot. However, I want to say these are not hot because the amount of stores I've walked into put these on so confidently, almost too confidently, and then looked in the mirror. Holy shit, you want to be humbled? Go and do that. I'm going to say not because I don't look good in them, but I'm going to say that they're hot when I see hot people in them or people who can like pull them off. Because like, wow, yeah, like you're really just wearing an oversized yarmulke on your head and just rocking with it. Love. Like the fact that you can do that, go off.
Introducing Royal Caribbean's newest ship, Icon of the Seas, the ultimate family vacation. The ultimate six slides, eight neighborhoods, zero compromise vacation. The ultimate never done that, can't wait to do it vacation. The ultimate chillin' by a different pool every day of the week vacation. This is the Icon of Vacations. Icon of the Seas, arriving in 2024. Book today. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
You're muted, doll.
How about pouring milk before your cereal?
What?
So no, because there's a debate as to whether or not you should put the cereal in first or the milk, and a lot of people are pouring milk.
Oh my God, you put the cereal in milk. You put the cereal first and then the milk second.
I agree, but there's
people who dump milk and then put the cereal in after.
Correct.
It's Jake.
It's Jake.
How does that even work with the laws of physics?
I have two daughters. One does
Jake,
one.
Do you do this?
No, one daughter does one and one daughter does the other.
You have failed as a parent. You have failed as a parent. You have a kid out there just pouring milk and then cereal in. No offense to whichever daughter this is, but Jake, you really get off this podcast right now and go parent your kids. This is one of them's in college. Do not tell me it's the college one, please.
I can't. I will not throw under the bus. But
oh, my God, Jake, go now pick her up and teach her how to pour cereal and milk correctly. Jake, don't ever admit that you are that parent.
It's a trend, though. And the reason why is that a lot of people think that if you pour the milk.
You know what else is a trend? Fucking oversized mullets. That doesn't mean you should hop on it.
I like cereal first, too.
Jake, is she just going through a phase or has she always done this?
No, it's the whole idea is that it keeps the cereal, I guess, crispier. I still do the cereal first.
Cereal's better when it's soggy.
No, I feel like it's a Goldilocks situation where you don't want either. Because like you don't want it so hard that it cuts the roof of your mouth.
Right, but I prefer it to be softer than crunchier.
Plus, you can choose the amount of milk.
Whatever, I need this to be over. That is insane. But it does remind me of one of my favorite tweets that's ever happened. Hold on, let me find it.
I like with his iPad. He looks like a kid, an iPad kid.
I look like an iPad kid right now.
You look cute with your iPad.
You're so f***ed up.
And so he doesn't get too fussy.
Yeah.
This has all reminded me of this tweet that I think about on honest Kylie Jenner on September 19, 2018. Last night, I had cereal with milk for the first time, period. Life-changing, period. And no, that isn't a poem from Drake's book. Like, that's a real tweet. And, like, I think about that all the time. That was 5 years ago. Kylie Jenner was, like, 20. And she had never had milk in her cereal. Oh, my God. Kylie, what are you doing, baby?
Okay, I have a new one. When people post, when they turn comments off on a TikTok or an Instagram post, when they turn the comments off, is that hot or not?
Is it because people are bullying them or is it because, like, people are too funny in the comments? Because I fucking hate when someone posts something cringy or, like, that I want to laugh at. I guess that doesn't sound great to say out loud, but, like, listen, we're all human beings. We all laugh at other people. You all are laughing at me because I'm so fucking funny. I hate when people turn off the comments because... I guess it is because they feel sad that people, it feels like people are bullying them. It's not hot when you turn off the comments. Unless you're like, yeah, I don't think it's hot when you turn off the comments. Not the vibe. Keep them on or delete your fucking thing.
You let the people decide.
Let the people be nosy.
Although I will say comments do fucking piss me off like so much though, because then people read them and they're like, it like almost adds so much fuel to the fire. So like, I'm kind of in between on it.
Well, it becomes like a mob mentality.
Exactly. So like, I'm going to say it's not hot when the comments are off, but I totally understand sometimes when they are. But if it's just like a dumb video that was posted to TikTok, leave the comments on, bitch. Like, I want to see what the girls are saying. Because half the time on TikTok, the comments are like the funniest part.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, you go.
Espresso martinis.
Ooh, espresso martinis. I'm going to say they're hot. I do think they're like the modern version of like a bump because I mean, I really be up to like 4:30 in the morning after drinking like two espresso martinis. And then I'm like, my heart's never going to stop. It's just going off the rails. But I really like them. My friend makes really good ones. Shout out Taylor. His espresso martinis are incredible. Oh my God. The espresso martinis at the Beyonce, at the hotel we stayed at for the Beyonce concert. I just can't stop thinking about them. Literal battery acid. I mean, just fucking caffeinated battery acid. Insane. Insane.
Is that good or bad?
I'm going to let you use context clues to...
Battery acid?
Battery acid? I don't think has ever been described as something good.
Okay, got it. I thought you meant like I was charged up.
Justin's like, okay, got it, noted. I'll stop referring to things I enjoy as battery acid. Like, what the fuck, Justin, is happening? All right, let's do one more hot or not, and then I think we've become burnt out from it. Da-dum.
What do you think about lip fillers?
Listen, there's thin-lipped bitches like Amy Comey Barrett who do need some fucking lips because it's always the thin-lipped ones. But I don't think it's like I don't know. I just don't think filler is like the vibe. Oh my God, guys, I have a package at my door. This happens every podcast episode. I swear to God, did they leave it? Oh, thank God. Sometimes they take them back and I'm like, girl, leave it, please.
I'm here.
I'm in the basement.
I know. I'm like, I'm here. I'm just in my basement screaming at a microphone all by myself. I'm screaming. Ah! I shouldn't scream that though because my front door is like right above me, so that's less funny but still just as funny. I'm gonna say lip filler, like the right amount is a great amount of lip filler, otherwise it's not hot. Like it's like when it starts to do like that fold over thing, I mean obviously to each their own. I don't think lip filler is hot. I would rather have someone's natural lips than... Because then also, like, what I don't understand about filler is, doesn't it, like, stretch out your skin? So if you decide to get rid of it, won't your lips just be, like, even flabbier? because there's less in it. Does that make sense? You know, like when you blow up a balloon and then you deflate it, it's like not the same size that it once was, like all nice and tight.
Yeah.
Like, isn't the same logic apply to your like lips, for example?
I've heard that it can transfer or like move places.
Oh, like migrate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Botox is like, okay, it's hitting the muscle. It's numbing it. Great. Filler. I got under eye filler once and it like freaked me out. I was like, lost a bunch of weight. And of course I was so stoked with life. And then my doctor is like, yeah, you've lost a lot of weight. Your eyes look really hollow. I'm like, well, shoot me in the throat. I mean, what? Just put me down. And so I did get under eye filler live on Instagram, which is so mortifying to look back on.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, insane. But it was free. And he's a great doctor. So I'm not going to shit on him. Like, he really is and never pushes stuff. But I was, like, interested at the time. Like, I'm always down to try shit. And he's, like, the best. So I wasn't nervous, but after having done it, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of unnecessary. I don't need it. It's not hot, at least for me.
So lip fillers always remind me of the Kylie Jenner challenge. You remember that?
Oh,
where people were like using like cups or
yeah, like shot glasses. I remember someone did it on their vagina and it like made their lips really swollen down there. I don't know if it was actually Photoshop now that I'm thinking back on it. But oh my God, wait, I actually, Kylie Jenner. I just said Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner lip challenge gone wrong, vagina. I swear to God, this was a real thing, unless it was Photoshopped. Oops, don't want images. That'll release something crazy.
You should write a book that are just like your Google searches.
I don't think
his book of poetry.
Yeah, that's your Drake book.
I don't think that's. Oh my God, blurring is on.
Kylie Jenner gone wrong. Parentheses vagina.
That's so funny though. Wait, I need to find it. Was this something I just like dreamed up? Which is even more embarrassing if it is. I think I saved it even on my like phone, but it literally. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I should lie and not say this, but like, listen, like I said with lip filler, I'd try everything once. That seemed like it would be a good time and it would feel like a good time as well. I'm just going to say that. Okay. I'm not proud of it, but it's my truth. Dead silence. Thank you guys. let's hear another voicemail. I feel like I've been talking a lot. I want to hear more. Epic fails and flops.
Hi, Chris. My name's Sydney.
Hi, Sydney.
So funny. I'm currently watching your I Made Everything Bagel ice cream video. So I had to pause that to call you.
Shout out,
but
girl.
I think my biggest up is when I was like that 12, was one of my 13. Biggest Let me preface this with, don't judge me, okay? It's called childhood trauma. Anyway.
Oh, God.
And my parents were divorced, and my dad was coming over to my mom's to pick me up, and I thought it would be a good idea to sneak out of my mom's house and go to this boy's house. Moral of the story is my dad was blowing up my phone because he beat me back to my mom's, and I come walking up my mom's driveway with like basically ping pong ball sized hickeys all over my neck. And my excuse was, I walked into a tree on my way home. So yeah, I got grounded and my phone taken away for a month and a half. And I was literally only allowed to have my birthday party. So way to go, Sydney.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, but at least you got sick hickeys out of it. What? Like, I love that story because it perfectly encapsulates how smart you thought you were as a kid. And then looking back, you're like, I walked into a fucking tree. That's what I said. I didn't say that someone choked me and I finally escaped. Like, I would have done something that's so, I can't talk about it anymore. It's so scary to me. Like, oh my God, walked into a tree. It's like 95 different places. Like, yeah, I've definitely told stupid lies like that. I never got my phone taken away for a month and a half, though. I always had like really bizarre punishments. Like, my dad made me do these things called writing assignments. This is like literal medieval shit. I would have to write like 1,000 times, like, I will not lie to my dad. I will not lie to my dad. I will.
Like Bart Simpson.
Sure, I guess. Is that what is that? Yeah, did he get it from The Simpsons?
Probably. You know, that this where he's writing on the chalkboard, like in the intro of every episode.
Oh, I've seen that meme.
Have you ever seen The Simpsons?
He hasn't. No,
thank you. I know, guys.
We've already shamed him.
This is why. No, like multiple times too. It's not even like you've shamed me. It's like, bitch, I stay shamed. Anyways, this is why I have a pop culture segment, because I'm not cultured. And speaking of, why Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods' friendship is still a work in progress. Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods' recent reunion wasn't out of the blue, but they are still navigating the rekindled friendship. Kylie was the one to reach out to Jordan, a source exclusively tells US Weekly, also known as Us Weekly. She missed her and felt enough time had passed and they wanted to meet up. They were both spotted on Saturday, July 15th, out to dinner together in Los Angeles, and the hang marked the first time the pair had been seen publicly together in 4 years. Yeah, that's because her family literally put Jordan Woods on a spit and roasted her. Jenner's friendship with Woods was partially made possible thanks to Khloe Kardashian, who, Khloe, listen, you owe Jordan Woods a big fat fucking sorry. The Kylie Cosmetics founder received permission to reconnect with Woods from her sister. Khloe is all about forgiveness and moving on, so Khloe is okay with Kylie seeing Jordan, the insider explains. I want to know who this insider is. Do we think it's Jonathan Cheban, aka Food God? I literally hate that. Sorry, you're gonna have to bleep that one. I mean, the fact that that man still proclaims that he's straight is just, I don't give a fuck if this is gone crime. Sorry, you're gonna have to bleep those two. I a source exclusively tells Kylie was the one to reach out. Like, okay, good. She should be the one to fucking reach out. I mean, Jesus, poor Jordan. I mean, granted, I'm not saying Jordan's a saint here, but like, if we're gonna look at the way that Tristan was treated versus the way that Jordan was treated, Jordan deserves a little respect on her check. I don't know, but cute that they're, nature's healing. I saw this on Instagram and someone was like, nature's healing. And I was like, no, babe, it's an all-time hottest week ever recorded on planet Earth. Nature is, in fact, still dying. But yay, Khloe and Jordan, or Kylie and Jordan, or Courtney and Jordan, whoever the fucking Jordan. Speaking of the Kardashian Jenners, fan claims that Kim Kardashian's Skims bodysuit saved her life after being shot 4 times. I saw this on TikTok. This girl, Angelina Wiley, went viral on TikTok after revealing a tragic story turned endorsement for Kim Kardashian's Skims shapewear brand when she was shot 4 times. Wiley, who goes by Nina, was shot 4 times in Kansas City, Missouri on January 1st. While she was waiting for a lift, and said her injuries would have been made worse if she wasn't wearing a bodysuit from Skims. Kim Kardashian saved my life, she announced in the TikTok video. This New Year's, I got shot 4 times. The night I got shot, under my dress, I was wearing a Skims shaping bodysuit. It was so tight on me that it literally kept me from bleeding out, before comparing the underwear to body armor for women. Wiley not only recommends the $68 bodysuit, she says she's definitely going to buy some more because she should wear it every day. Call it fate or Jesus, but I'm going to call it Kim, Wiley 20 said, age 22. No, but for real, thanks, Kim. And then Kim posted that on her story with wow, 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 praying hands emoji. So do we think that Skims is going to come out with bulletproof, like, solution wear? I feel like it's just a matter of time.
I'm just scared there's going to be a TikTok trend where people are going to try and wear Skims and test it out.
I would like to circle back to the Death Valley one. Survival of the fittest. Good. You know, like, Darwin really made points when he said survival of the fittest. I don't know if that's actually his exact words, but I mean, this is honestly insane that like this probably did stop her from bleeding out. Like, what the kind of endorsement is this?
Did it end up being a brand deal or not?
I don't know. I'm like, I, what did people say in return, in response to this? Not me getting a Skims video after this. Bye. Definitely buying Skims before summer ends. Thank you for the advice. You're so strong. Guys, this Skims isn't certified bulletproof. I mean, this is the marketing that no one expected for Skims. Like, listen, Skims, I didn't bleed out. Like, what?
They could do like a sexy Kevlar line and do like a Charlie's Angels inspired.
No, and that's what I'm saying is like they could do like a really sexy snatching bulletproof kind of. I would wear that under all of my clothes with the way the world is going. Like, oh my God, just like a sleek body forming bulletproof armor. Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, Kimberly, take my fucking money. I would buy that. I would feel so safe going literally anywhere in America. Unlike I do right now. Oh my God, I cannot believe that this story is like a real one. Speaking of a real one, I had such a good time on Morgan from Two Hot Takes podcast that my mind has just been so open to Reddit. And so Justin is an avid Reddit reader, stan, curator, I guess now, because he has always kind of given me very wacky stories from Reddit as like texted them to me or like mentioned them when we were filming and stuff. So I figured he would be our in-house Redditor. Is that a thing?
Reddit boy.
Our in-house Reddit boy. Give me Reddit boy, is you big enough? I don't know why my brain is so f***ed up, but it's probably from all that marijuana in the Cayman Islands. Anyways, we're going to do like a little Reddit story every episode. I just feel like that's the level of unhinged we've been missing. And I had no idea that I've been missing out on my whole life. Reddit was so intimidating to me. And now, I mean, I'm still haven't gone on it, but like, I love it being brought to me. Like, wow. this one is from Justin, which... this will tell you everything as to why he is our little Reddit boy. And this news article comes from WDRB.com. What did Rob bite.com? I don't know. Southern Indiana's iconic Butt Drugs announces it's closing its doors after 71 years. Oh my God, this should be the GoFundMe on the episode today. After 71 years, one of Southern Indiana's best-known pharmacies is closing. Butt Drugs in Corydon notified customers on Thursday that it plans to close on April 29th, 2020. Oh, it's already closed. RIP. This was a decision that did not come lightly, considering Butt Drugs has been serving our beloved community for over 70 years. I say the same in my house. This is a third-generation owner of the business that has been a target of more than a few one-liners from customers and the media. Beckert's grandparents started the pharmacy in 1952 on East Chestnut Street as William H. Butt Drugs. Her father continued it as Butt Rexel Drugs. I mean, this is like a game of Mad Libs. This is crazy. When I took over and purchased it from my father, we legally changed it to Butt Drugs, keeping it simple. Butt was the given name, you know. You make it what it is. You make it what life can be. Have fun with it. Me as fuck as someone on a ton of Butt Drugs. The business has used the family name in commercial jingles with clever puns, and Beckert said the shop has been known for its old-fashioned soda fountain and a prescription pickup in the store's rear. That's no joke. I'm obsessed with that. People travel from all over to get their I Love Butt Drugs t-shirts, magnets, and hats. And let me tell you, I will be scouring eBay after this episode is over for one of these because, wow, this... I mean, I've never even heard of this until today, and I'm saddened by this closing. Like, this is what we need more of. Amazon, we need more Butt Drugs. Like, that's such an incredible name for a pharmacy. That I just, ugh. Like in Delaware, there used to be, I mean, this is nowhere even close to butt drugs, but there used to be a pharmacy called Happy Harry's. What a fun name. Now we have Walgreens. What the fuck even is a Walgreen, huh? Exactly. Wow, my jaw is literally hurting from talking so much, so let's kick it back to one of y'all with another flop, fail, or fuck up.
I was just going to say, where do you think people are going to buy their poppers now?
I think like any responsible adult, a sex store.
Ugh, I'm afraid to play some of these voicemails that...
Why? Oh my god, I'm afraid to hear them now. Oh my god.
Hey, Chris.
Okay.
I'm Chris. I'm the shit. Sorry.
No, that's...
My name is Karma.
Hi, Karma.
And
you're definitely...
Let me tell you about my DUI. So I got a DUI at 18 off of weed. Off of a laced blunt. And that was before weed was legal in my, goddamn... I live in, never mind. Yeah,
totally.
I got, laced blunt. That's a laced blunt. Whatever Nicki Minaj says. The queen, the Barbie, the surgical Barbie.
This is the best voicemail we've ever gotten
right now, but I think I'm meeting up with this boy that I love, and I love him, but he doesn't love me, and that's okay. I just want what's in his pants, which is money and dick. Girl,
obsessed.
That's probably going to be my biggest fuck up, is hanging out with this boy. All right, aloha, bye.
I need you to call every episode. I mean, that was an audio recording that should be played throughout the halls and exhibits of MoMA. F*** it. The Met. I mean, that... I want that audio file sent to me. That was probably my favorite voicemail we've ever received. Once again, I'm going to call back to early on episodes. I don't know why I have a podcast. I would listen to your podcast, and I don't even listen to podcasts. That... I mean, that was a work of art. I don't even know what the fuck she said to me. Other than she's like getting something out of that man's pants or something who doesn't like her back, which that I relate to heavily.
She said that she wanted, that he had two things that she wanted, which was money and then she yelled dick.
Money and sex.
She said dick.
Oh, I thought she said sex. Legend. The unhinged legend is that caller. Did we get a name for them? I live in, actually, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I am your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Paparazzi. That was the best voicemail I've ever received. Please, guys, take note and execute better in the future. Follow Karma is my boyfriend. All right. This has felt like such a fun little first episode in the new studio. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Thank you, Justin, Jake, and Sam. I really am excited for where this podcast is going, because I think we're actually becoming unhinged, like we started out, and then we had a real, you know, mental health crisis in the Clemens community. So, I feel like we're back. This studio is just going to get more and more. See you next Tuesday. Ooh, my God. I am so excited. Thank you guys so much. Always review and rate this 5 stars. I was going to say as always, but it just sounded a lot more commanding. So always rate this 5 stars and give it a nice little review and share with a friend who might like a podcast. I have to say, and I told Sam this on the phone, and I said I'd go to my grave saying that this wasn't the case, but I'm really actually beginning to love podcasting. Like, I know it took us literally, 93 episodes? This is 94? But, like, I'm getting so into, like, now that I have this setup and I can just leave this shit here. Girls. Gays. Theys.
Hooray.
You f***ing better work. And I got these little clear headphone things that I do think kind of just come off as hearing aids, but honestly I feel like I'm only a couple years away from needing hearing aids. So I don't know what glitch just happened in my body, but I think it's time for me to go. So stay blessed, stay humble, and stay f***ing sexy, bitch. No, I can't end with that many cuss words, so I'm going to talk for like maybe like 10 to 15 more seconds. Justin, you will have to bleep those. I do apologize. And wherever you're going on this day, namaste your day, bae. I don't... Okay. Yeah. I'd rather just end with cussing. Bye. Okay, we're going to do thumbnails?
Yes, and then we got a surprise segment.
What is the surprise segment, you little sluts?
Okay, so we got a little bit of fan art for you today.
Stop! There's fan art? Guys, bonus, the episode's not over. Oh my god. Are we allowed to post this?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is it, like, appropriate?
Yes. So a fan reached out. Her name is Elle. She said, Justin, I don't know if you remember, but a while ago in an episode of Unhinged, the Holiday Shopping from Hell episode, Chris mentioned that if someone photoshopped a good picture of him and Booger on a rideable John Deere lawnmower,
shut the f*** up,
and a mini Maserati, that he would hang it up in his home.
Shut the f*** up.
I had a lot of extra time on my hands a few days ago on a flight, and I think I have a pretty good one. May I send it to you? And so I'm going to text it to you.
Oh, my. Text it in the group chat right now.
Yeah.
This. So, oh, my God. Thank you so much. I love this. I really, really do. I'm not just saying this. I wouldn't act this enthusiastic over a Photoshop picture. The picture of Booger in the car. Oh, my God. I'm actually not okay. Booger, get in. We're going to get you an electric car to sit in. Oh, what's this person's name who sent this?
So this is El Mochio.
El Mochio, if you send Justin the Photoshop PSD file, I will Photoshop a different background on, and I will hang this maybe on the set, depending on how that will look. But this I'm super here for.
But I could ask, I'll ask her for the PSD.
Oh my God, please ask her for the PSD, because I want to, like, Photoshop, you know that, like, Windows hill with the clouds?
The vista.
I want that as the background. Like, that is exactly the level of horse f***ery I want.
Looks like a Christmas card.
It is better than a Christmas card. Oh my God, I'm going to put a new background on it, and this will be my Christmas card. I don't even remember saying this on that episode. I don't even remember that episode, to be honest.
I love Booger.
No, Booger looks like she is getting a DUI from a laced blunt. Like, she looks like laced blunt victim number one. Oh my God, I just can't get enough of this. Oh my God, I just can't get enough of this. The picture you used for me on the John Deere is just everything.
Yeah, it was like the perfect... The perfect position.
Justin, you are about to get so many, like, requests to, like, send in fan art.
Send it to the Unhinged Instagram.
Yes.
Or just text Justin at 123-654-4129. I'm just kidding.
Just send it to one of us, and you'll be fine.
Don't do that.
DM it to Jake Wachtel on Instagram. Whatever you do, please do not DM it to me, because my DMs are so fucking scary. Instagram updated, and, like, I can't even respond to my own friends, because it's just all of them in order of from when they come. Like, I never get to see, like, when, whatever. This isn't a real problem. Anyways, okay, this is officially the end of the episode. Thank you so much for the fan art. That really, like I said, I need the PSD for that, because that might just be hanging... Or, like, on a pedestal. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the rest of the set. But that's what's going to be fun about watching the video episodes. It'll be a work in progress. So, goodbye. And thank you for tuning in. Jesus, I don't know how to end a fucking podcast to save my life.
Do the splits.
No.